The telephones have been ringing nonstop this morning at the East Central Illinois Refugee Mutual Assistance Center. Mothers, fathers, and children make their way up the stairs and into the cramped office. A cacophony of languages fills the crowded room. The center, located on South Birch Street in Urbana, helped 2,400 immigrants and refugees last year. Deborah Lavna is co-director of the center.
We take people to medical appointments, go with them. We talk to employers, we talk to landlords. There's a lot of problems with people misunderstanding leases.
Jean-Pierre Kadima moved here from the Democratic Republic of Congo with his wife and six children last November. Kadima speaks French and has been unable to find work in Champaign County because he can't speak English. The refugee center helped his family to find an apartment, furniture, and clothes.
Ça fait, madame, je vous ai dit que...
Without the refugee center, Kadima wonders how he would have fed his children. But Lavna says funding shortfalls from the state could force the center to close.
I'm worried. Because I don't see things improving.
The charity has already depleted its savings in order to keep operating.
At the end of the year, which is June 30th, we should have approximately, if everything goes well, I think we should have $2,000 to $3,000 in our checking account. It takes anywhere from $10,000 to $12,000 a month to run the agency.
The organization has a contract with the state for $3,000 a month, but hasn't been paid since December. Lavna said she worries that if the center closes, immigrants and refugees will struggle even more to find the help they need.
It would be definitely felt in the immigrant community. We are a rather unique agency in this part of the state. In that we handle 9 different languages and we can get other ones beside. And we do, it's kind of the unofficial motto is have a problem, maybe we have a solution.
The nonprofit center was founded in 1982 to help war refugees coming to the area from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. Today, the charity helps people from all over the world who have come to Champaign County. State funding makes up about 30% of the organization's budget. The remainder comes from local and federal sources, churches, and charities and private donations. Lavna said the organization needs donations as well as volunteers to help with fundraising. Guadalupe Abreu is a bilingual counselor at the refugee center. Today she is helping Sonia Casco, a mother of two from Honduras. Casco needs help filling out an application that will allow her to stay in the U.S. temporarily because of a hurricane in her country. Abreu says families need help finding and understanding information, especially if they don't speak English.
The idea of being working with these families is to be able to show them, teach them how to settle in this place, and hoping that little by little they are gonna be able to do it.
Abreu says the center helps immigrants and refugees succeed, which ultimately benefits the entire community. Lavna says she has been heartened by recent donations. She hopes they will be enough to keep the center afloat a few more months. I'm Shelley Smithson.